Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Well, there we go. We started out with a little bit of respect, Aretha Franklin. You're with Chris and Suzanne Stiles on Mix 93.8 FM, and tonight we're going to be talking about attitude, that magic word.
Indeed, attitude it is. And what a thrilling way to kick off the show tonight. And one of the first things I'd like to do is actually thank our producer, Kudzai, for the work that he's done for us over the past 18 to 20 months, because the downloads of the podcasts of our radio shows, and we've probably been podcasting for about the past 18 months, have actually now gone through the 100,000 download barrier or ceiling, and I think that is quite phenomenal. So as a result of being on radio through this wonderful radio station Mix FM, and weekly teaching around success, around entrepreneurship, around business, and interviewing the many greats that we've had live in studio, and then at the end of each show having our wonderful producer create the podcast for us and then putting it out there, we've now broken through 100,000 downloads. And Kudzai, thank you, because this is just a phenomenal milestone for our show, and it just shows the reach. And interestingly enough, about 65 to 68% of those downloads are from people within South Africa. The rest is an international reach, but it just shows how far the show has gone.
It's actually just wonderful, and we really, really are so appreciative of the fact that you share this with your friends and family, and that we can continue to share with you and teach you really great success concepts and success ideas. And as always, we're going to be starting off with the Secrets of the Millionaire Mind cards. I love these cards, and it's just a great way to always remind yourself where you are or where you aren't right now. So mine is get paid for results, not time. Now, I'm always pretty busy, and time is very precious for all of us. So when you think about it, wealth rule number one, no limits on your income. Rich people choose to get paid based on results. Poor people choose to get paid based on time, which is limited. Rich people believe in their value and their ability to deliver it. Poor people live in fear and need guarantees.
Yeah, lovely. I do like that, time and results. And I think the thing is, a lot of people are being paid for their time, but they're not necessarily being productive. Whereas people who are getting paid on their results are constantly looking at how they can raise the bar, how they can up their game, how they can create more success, more results, more money, how they can leverage their various skills, reach a wider audience. And that's going to be one of the topics that we're going to be covering off tonight. Probably actually the topic that we're going to be covering tonight, and that is, when you look at your business as a business owner, are you actually thinking clearly around what are money-making, tried and tested money-making power principles or not? And we're going to mention a number tonight which you can jot down, and then you can ask yourself whether you're actually applying them in your business or not. And if you're not, it's certainly going to give you a fantastic checklist to work against. Kudzai.
Good evening and happy Tuesday. My card says promote yourself. Rich people are willing to promote themselves and their value. Poor people think negatively about selling and promotion. Resenting promotion is one of the greatest obstacles to success.
I do like that. I really do like that. And isn't it just so true that rich and successful people are always selling themselves? And how many people I meet who say, oh, I can't sell. It's like, goodness gracious, if you can't sell, how on earth can you move forward? Because never mind selling products or goods and services. If you cannot sell yourself, how do you expect to get onto the front foot in life? The card that I've got is be willing to do what's hard. If you're only willing to do what's easy, life will be hard. But if you're willing to do what's hard, life will be easy. And that's the thing. You know, doing what's hard means that you're pushing boundaries. Doing what's hard means that you are moving into the terror zone, and you are actually, while you're there, understanding that even though you are feeling uncomfortable, there's a reason. It's because you're growing and you are exploring in what is your world, the unexplored. And you will, with time, effort and persistence and a little bit of common sense and savvy, you will master that. So I do enjoy that, because if you're willing to do what's hard, life will be easy. And so
I actually think I'm going to interject there, and I'm going to absolutely insist that you do that properly in your best Les Brown. You cannot do that without at least putting on a gruff voice.
Well, Les Brown certainly does have a far deeper voice than I have, but you know what he'll say is, if you're willing to do what's hard, your life will be easy, and if you're willing to do what's easy, your life will be hard.
That's for sure. I mean, Les is just absolutely fantastic with that. So just remember, those are absolutely, get paid for your results, not for your time. Be willing to promote yourself and be willing to do what is hard for a period of time so that you can have that easy life.
Yeah.
Because you will do what so few people are prepared to do in order to have it.
Absolutely. And to really get into the meat and potatoes, so as to say, of tonight's show, which goes around a whole bunch of checkpoints in terms of your business, in terms of your thinking. If your business isn't where you necessarily want it to be, if you're sitting there with your head in your hands and you're scratching your head and you're thinking, where is it? How have I got the mix wrong? You really believe that underneath the hood of this car, if you will, sits a Formula One engine. Yet every time you get going, you get up to about 40 or 50 kilometers an hour and you just don't seem to move forward. It's almost as if your whole world is governed by some unseen force that is stopping your business from moving forward. Then have a think around some of these power principles tonight, which are absolutely valuable in terms of business. And the first one is, conventional wisdom doesn't work, and it never did. And Suze, I think you've got so much to say around that, because that was an industry that you moved in, the out-of-home industry. Conventional wisdom doesn't work, and you actually had to break from conventional wisdom in order to create what you did.
Well, we had to learn how to think differently. If you want to break into an area of an avenue that is highly traded already with some seriously successful players, that doesn't mean that you can't get right in there and do something absolutely exceptional and be very successful. But what you've got to do is you've got to look at what aren't they doing and how can you do that in a successful way. And what you really have to do is to actually not be looking over your shoulder all the time, worrying about what it is that they're doing. You have to look at it and say, what is the gap in this specific industry right now?
Yeah.
Identify that gap and identify this. This was the thing that I think really contributed to the massive success that I enjoyed with my business partner in the out-of-home industry, specializing at airports, was the fact that we not only found a niche, but we also decided who our clients were going to be. And all that sounds quite daunting and perhaps a little cocky. What we did was we identified specific clients for specific areas of that business, and we went in and we sold them on the value that we could add them. So it wasn't gung-ho, you've got to buy this site, you've got to do this. We did go in specifically with the express desire to solve a problem that client was experiencing right now. Okay, albeit in my time in terms of their advertising campaigns. But whatever industry you are in, as an entrepreneur, you are there to solve problems for a profit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you're spot on. And that leads into the next success principle, and I really do enjoy this one, where it says you have to position yourself for wealth. Now, that is very, very profound, and I love the use of the word position. You have to position yourself for wealth. Now, where the thinking is if you are sitting or standing in Johannesburg and you are wanting to see the Indian Ocean or Durban, you just know it's not going to happen. You are just not positioned right in order to see or receive what it is that you want. Now, one of the key things about positioning yourself for wealth, positioning yourself to receive wealth, is that you will most likely need to own a business. And this is where people sometimes have to really reshape their thinking, because if you, a couple of ways that you can really, really make good money, one is property, the other one is stocks, and then obviously business. And if you look at very wealthy and very rich and successful people, they are invariably multiple business owners. That doesn't mean that they haven't had a whole lot of blood noses en route to their success. That doesn't mean that they might not have had a few businesses fail spectacularly around their ears as they learn what it is that they needed to know as they crafted their own unique success plan. And that's so important, because everybody's plan for success will be different. No two people's plans will be absolutely identical. But I do like this. You know, if you really want wealth, you need to position yourself for wealth, and therefore you need to own a business.
And also, when it comes to that time that you want to be earning a business, and please, if you have any questions for us tonight, please, you can SMS us on 41348. SMSs are charged at 1 rand 50. You can send us a tweet on @mix938fm. It's all about your attitude. It's all about the decisions you make. It's all about the respect that you earn from others.
Yes.
You don't demand respect, you earn it. Mm.
And I do like the way you've used the word attitude there, and there are so many definitions of attitude that float around. The one that I really do love is that attitude is the sum of your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. And that is just, it's so powerful, because what you're thinking becomes what you're feeling, and what you're feeling becomes your behaviors and your actions, and that becomes your results. And as a result of that, you actually either have or don't have a good attitude.
Well, today actually I was just revisiting Thinking Into Results. I mean, as Thinking Into Results facilitators, the journey that we went on in order to be accredited was pretty spectacular. Mm. And we were really taught in depth by Bob Proctor. And
who really is a master. One just cannot, you cannot ever really understand how good he is with the mind and money and success until you've actually worked really close with him. And we've worked with a number of the very, very, very best in this business. We've interviewed a number, and Bob really is one of the greats.
No, he absolutely is, and I love the fact that we incorporate everything that we learn from Bob in everything that we do, because as Bob will tell you, everything he teaches is steeped in the knowledge of the greats, of the Napoleon Hills, the Earl Nightingales. I mean, he was part of the Nightingale Conant organization for many years. But in terms of attitude, it says, let people know genius is not so much talent as it is attitude. It is a decision that you can do well at anything you make up your mind to do. Bring the best of yourself to the surface and give the project all you've got. Genius is a matter of perception, the other person's perception. Your very best always looks better to others than it does to you. You see, what you've done is form the habit of giving your best. Now, that is actually from Sandy Gallagher, who created Thinking Into Results with Bob's. But listen to that. It's a perception. Mm. Now, if you give people that perception of you, they in turn are going to come back to you with the respect that it is that you want.
Absolutely.
When you get that respect, you have an even better attitude. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's such a special.
It really begs the question, what is your attitude on a daily basis? Is your attitude fairly consistent? And what I mean by that, is it good or is it absolutely rubbish? Or does your attitude vacillate a great amount during the day? Or are you up and down like a yo-yo on a roller coaster ride? And it's very interesting to turn around and think about attitude, and we see someone with a bad attitude, and that person needs to change their attitude. The really interesting thing is the thing that they need to change most is their thoughts. They need to change how they are thinking and what they are thinking about, because attitude really is nothing more than a printout of your thinking, given that your thoughts lead into emotions and then into actions and therefore results. Now, this brings into play yet another success principle, and that is that success is a learnable skill. Now, how important is this? It's massively important. You know, it's rich and successful people haven't become rich and successful just by doing certain things. They become rich and successful by doing things in a certain way. And did they just know that way immediately? No. But what they did is they put an enormous amount of work into working out or uncovering or discovering, if you will, what their unique success recipe and formula is. And this is one of the things that I really do love about life and business and journeying through life, is the fact that if you are an entrepreneur and a small business owner and you want more and you're prepared to put yourself on the line and put yourself out there, of course you're going to have failures. But the thing is, each failure is going to teach you a massively important lesson around success, life, wealth, whatever it is, money management, etc., that you didn't know before, and therefore you're growing. And once you've cracked the code, that is when success will really come to you. Once you've cracked the code through acquiring all the skills and also the mental resilience to enjoy success and therefore receive success. And so, how much of your time do you actually spend studying? How much of your time do you spend learning from people who have become massively successful? How many books do you read written by massively successful people? How much of your world do you actually dedicate to studying success and what creates success and how successful people became successful? Or is it just a word that is thrown around, I want to be successful, but you do nothing? It's like being massively overweight and I want to be fit, but you keep stuffing rubbish down your throat and you never get onto a treadmill or any form of gym equipment in order to begin to get fit. So that is so important. Success is a learnable skill. And what do you do on a daily basis in order to grow your skills, in order to grow your mental resilience, in order to grow your mind so that you move closer to success?
I love that. And that really brings me straight the way back to Richard Branson, who says, when an opportunity knocks at your door and you don't know how to do what it is you're asked, say yes anyway and learn it on the way.
Yeah.
You're listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles on Mix 93.8 FM.
Oh,
Stones with Painted Black on Mix 93.8 FM. You're with the Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Styles. And just think about something that's going on in your life right now where your attitude is painting it black. Where you are just making it appear and feel worse than it actually is.
You're just digging the hole deeper and you're making the sides more slippery and there's just no way out.
You might even be plastering them and really enjoying yourself. But think about these success principles that we're sharing with you tonight and start getting yourself out of this hole.
Most importantly, as you acquire information like the success principles, the business success principles that we're going to be sharing with you tonight, albeit on a very high level, what do you actually do with that? Do you write them down? Do you print them out? Do you keep them before you? Do you begin to review your actions and your business against them, your results? Or do you merely just have it go in one ear and gone out the other? And that's unfortunately what happens with so many people. And what is very important is to actually know what works, to find out what really works, and these are tried and tested recipes, and then to begin to actually evaluate the way you do things, and are you fairly closely aligned to these success principles? Is what you're doing on a daily basis almost bullseye or fairly close? Or are you miles off? Could this possibly be the reason why the mix that you have in terms of the way you're doing things is just not giving you the results you want? And this is what it is. But you have to explore. You have to ask lots of questions. And most importantly, you need to be constantly and continuously evaluating your business, reviewing, rethinking, replanning, re-executing against something where other people have created success.
Well, not only that as well, you can just look at the three R's. You've got to review, rethink, and rewrite. Because when you are actually measuring up against these principles and seeing if you are on the right path, your destination is never going to change. Your goal never changes, but sometimes there's a detour. You've got to take a different route than the route you're on in order to get to your destination. Now, this one I love because this is probably one of the scariest things that we ever all have to do, because nobody likes to do this, especially you. Change brings opportunity. Quick change brings quick opportunity. Now, I really like that because there are times when we actually just sit and we're procrastinating. We know that we're not going in the right direction. We know that where we're aiming for is correct, but the direction in which we are going to get there is not the right one. It's slowing us down. We're being dragged down by the rubbish that we're thinking about all the time around how we're doing things right now, and we don't know how to get out of it. And the actual answer to that is just make a change, make
absolutely
a decision.
And I think the biggest thing in there, Susan, quite correctly, is make a decision. And at this moment, you should actually be asking yourself, do you make decisions? It's not a question of whether the decision is right or wrong. You will never be able to make perfect decisions. You will only be able to make decisions with and around the information that you have at your disposal. And one of the things that very, very successful people do is they actually tend to make decisions quite quickly. They may not necessarily instantly, but they make decisions quickly. And once they've made their decision, their mind is made up. And they understand that if they make a bad decision, well, that's just how it is. And then they will re-engineer themselves away from the rocks, if you will. But if you are not able to make a decision, if you are a massive procrastinator, well, you actually need to begin to ask yourself the question, well, how much are you missing? What is just slipping past you all the time, opportunities, etc., etc., because you just won't make a decision. And it's very important. And yes, once you've made a decision, there is change. And the thing is, then one needs to understand change. And have you in any way, if you're a business owner or a leader of people in business, do you actually understand change? Do you understand the first fundamental change, fundamentals of change, rather? Do you understand what change means for people on a physiological level? If you don't, you really should. because in order to be able to guide people through change, you need to understand change and why it makes people do the things they do, why changes actually bring into play massively deep-seated subconscious paradigms in people, and you sit there and you think, where on earth did that behavior come from? And it's actually not the behavior. You cannot just tell people to change their behavior. You've actually got to help them understand where the paradigm came from, and then you've got to develop a new way of thinking. That's how you move people away.
It's an incredible thing. So now think about this. You can always be more. Now how's that for a statement? You can have more, and you can do more, and you can be more, because you can always learn more. So whilst you were thinking that we all left school behind many years ago, if you're not growing, learning, you're dying.
Well, I love that, and that actually brings into play, I believe, Robin Sharma, who on many occasions is quoted as saying or teaching that if you want to double your income, you need to quadruple your personal growth. And how profound is that? So there it is. You're either growing or you're dying. If you're not growing, what on earth are you doing? Why are you not growing? Is it because it's uncomfortable? Well, guess what? Everything that requires growth is uncomfortable. But you're either going to stay stagnant, in which case you're probably going to find yourself redundant, or you're going to move forward. And it's quite interesting, and I've seen this a couple of times when one looks at retrenchments, and no, retrenchments are not ever pleasant, not pleasant by any stretch of the imagination. But the thing is, when you ask those people, well, how long have you been doing this, how long have you been doing the same thing, a lot of them, unless we're dealing with first in, first out type corporate situations, they've been doing the same thing for years. And I guess the question at that moment in time is, well, why didn't you skill yourself to do things differently? Why have you just been doing it this way year in, year out on autopilot? Why did you never think about how things could be changed, how the things that you do could be changed in order to either make more money or create greater efficiencies or whatever? Were you not in some way actually the architect of your own demise? Those are the questions one has to ask yourself.
Well, it is. It's kind of like people that just decided they don't want to computerize. They want to get onto email. They don't want to be part of Wi-Fi. They don't want to use tablets. The more you don't want to do things, the less you're able to be successful in the new way that business is undertaken worldwide.
Exactly, which once again comes back to attitude. What is your attitude towards technology? If you think that technology is not an enabler, well, goodness me, you're going to have to think again.
For sure. Now think about this. If you are going to work hard anyway, you might as well get rich, and the quicker the better. Now, that's a bit of a double-edged statement, because a lot of people will be thinking, oh yeah, get rich quick schemes. It's not about that. There are no successful and sustainable long-term get rich quick.
No.
Because you get poor quicker.
Well, also, the other thing is get rich quick. And the question I always ask is, well, who have you scammed?
For sure. Mm.
In the personal development industry, I've seen a lot of money exchanging hands, and I've just sat there shaking my head because I have not been able to see the value in the exchange. But be that as it may, that's up to each party to work out for themselves.
And this is something that it's the focus on. So if you'd like to send us an SMS on 41348 with any of your questions, SMSs are charged at R1.50, or send us a tweet on @mix938fm. Now just think about it. Find something that people need.
Just read that again.
No, that's me. I made that up all by myself.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even reading.
Goodness.
Find something that people need. If you want to work hard and get wealthy quickly, don't do it by baking the same cake.
Hmm.
You have got to get your own recipe. You've got to find a problem that is very prevalent right now in the industry that you have chosen, and find the solution to that problem. Create the solution to that problem without focusing on the problem, focus on the solution. I always remember how often that we were told that a good question or problem, well explained, is three quarters answered.
Hmm.
So listen when you are talking to prospective clients, people within an industry that you want to get a foothold into. They are going to explain their problem in great detail. 90% of the solution is in there already.
Well, also a real gem is when you're sitting with a client and they make a statement, and you can pick up that there's an enormous amount of emotion around that statement, whether it be frustration, irritation, anxiety, whatever it is. A very, very powerful question to ask that person at that moment is, how is that a problem for you? Because the moment you are able to actually understand how that set of circumstances, business challenge, whatever it is that you're dealing with, is a problem for that person, you have really opened up a lot of the windows into the solution to that problem, and they will actually feed back an enormous amount of information to you, which you can then use very efficiently and effectively in order to begin to craft the solution around that, because you're looking at it from the outside. But it's such a powerful thing just to ask someone, how is that a problem for you? Because not only does it stop them in their tracks, but it really makes them think about what it is that is creating this problem, and then they begin to answer it for you. And that's a very powerful consulting technique.
Well, also one of the things I love about that is how often when you are listening to them after you've asked them that question, they will say to you over and over again, if only I had, if only it could. They are providing the solution. You've just got to come up with the product then that they need. And it's such it's the most, the biggest tool that you can ever acquire is the ability to listen.
Absolutely.
When you've asked the question.
Absolutely. And also listen in order to understand. So many people listen in order to respond. And when you're listening in order to respond, you are listening and immediately overlaying your knowledge upon the situation in order to respond, in order to be perceived as the expert. Just listen in order to understand, and ask simple questions, and all shall be revealed in a very, very, very simple way.
For sure. Now think of this one. The law of income is that you will be paid in direct proportion to the value you deliver according to the marketplace.
Well, I do love that, and that's just so huge. Now, if you have a business, yet there is no demand for what it is that you're doing, there is no demand in the marketplace, well, you actually don't have a business. And this is where it's massively important to think things through at this level. This is the practical level. This is the reasoning level, reasoning being one of your six higher thinking faculties. So many people will be talking about passion and purpose and following your purpose and all of this, and that's all fine and dandy. The thing is, as you are looking at following your passion and your purpose and fulfilling against what it is that you really have, this burning desire, this love to go and do something, you also have to take a couple of steps away from this very emotionally charged situation, and then looking at it from a logical and a reasoning perspective, you have to ask yourself, is there a demand? And if you're not sure, you need to suss that out, because it's pointless working flat out for a year, 2 years on something, or targeting a certain market, or wanting to do good in a certain space, only to find that there is no money flowing to you for your skills or your time or your effort or your energies, because there was never a demand.
That's for sure. And you've got to find a way, if you're going to rely on your purpose and your passion in order to generate revenue, you've got to find a way to channel that into a product that is in demand and not just leaving you feeling pretty blue.
For the people.
Love this, Cyndi Lauper's True Colours on Mix 93.8 FM with Chris and Suzanne Stiles on The Success Show. And tonight we're really talking to you about your attitude. And I really always put quite a bit of effort in choosing the songs that we're going to play for you throughout our shows. And tonight for me, these were the songs around attitude, respect, Painted Black, and then your True Colours. When are you flying your True Colours right now? Are you sitting there? Are you depressed? Are you not getting where it is that you want to be? Are you just allowing it to engulf you? Change the way you're thinking. And when I say that, people say, oh, that's easier said than done. It actually isn't. It is easier to start change the way you're thinking. Change your language. Let your color shine through. It really is just one of those things. We all have those moments. We're human. I have those days where I just feel that I'm not doing the right thing, that I'm heading in the wrong direction, that perhaps just everything I touch turns to rubbish. But I'm only human, and I've got to change the way I think. I've got to realign myself. I've got to look at my goal card. I've got to look at my values. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And I'm the one, only me. And that's the same for you. Only you can get you where it is that you want to be.
And surround yourself with books. I've noticed that many of the very rich and successful people that we have had the great privilege of chatting to, working with, interviewing, even having them sit with us here live in studio, they surround themselves with books. They read all the time. They study. They learn. They have an absolute voracious appetite for knowledge, and they are constantly learning. And this is the thing, is when things aren't working, they don't know what the why they're not working. They don't know what the perfect recipe is. But what they will do is they will look at the results in front of them as a printout of where they are at that moment in time. And if the results are not what they want, then instead of being completely caught up in the results, they will look at it, they will acknowledge it, and they'll say, right, is that what I want? No. And they will then move the results to the side, and they will go back to what they do want. And then they will go and explore. They will go and study. They will go and read. They will go and learn. They will do whatever it takes in order to be able to find the next combination, if you will, in order to be able to unlock the success that they have. And what is massively interesting around a lot of these very successful business people is when you chat to them, especially when you chat to them about a business plan, they actually aren't really interested in a business plan. They're very interested in the business concept. And the reason for this is that they will then look at the business concept and understand that that business concept has to be worked. In other words, the recipe has to be refined around making that business concept successful. And they will work it and work it and work it. And when they finally crack the code, if you will, around what makes that business successful, and they can actually see that they are now able to take this and duplicate it and expand it, and there they have the business, that's when the business plan really comes in. And it's very interesting, and I've often wondered why so much emphasis is placed around the business plan for startups. It just amazes me, because invariably when you actually finally crack the code, if you do persist long enough and you're determined enough and you fail enough times but you keep going and you do eventually crack the code, the secret code, the success code of whatever business it is that you're in, when you look back at your original plan, cracking the code will probably be such a far cry from what that original plan was. Yet this seems to be what so many financial institutions make their initial judgment calls around, which always amuses me and amazes me. Now, the next business success principle for tonight is just such a simple one, and I love it. And it says, copy someone who is making a lot of money right now. In essence, model a proven winner. And I do love that. And if they've done something in a certain way, with a couple of tweaks, you can do it in a very, very similar way. And there's already an existing model around how they created success and how they made a lot of money.
And sometimes it's not even the fact that you copy what it is that they have made as their product. It's that you copy the disciplines that they are executing of their success.
The habits.
It's their habits. It's how they are conducting themselves in the business environment. You know, if you want to be a sprinter, most people who are, or most athletes right now, will be modeling their training on the training of the Jamaican men. Jamaican women, because their training techniques are obviously reaping huge rewards in the athletic fields right now. So this is what you do. Find somebody who is doing something similar to what it is that you want to do, and model yourself on the disciplines and principles that they are conducting around their business.
Yeah, I love that. It's just so simple. As is the next business success principle, which says that it's often easier and faster to affiliate with a company that's up and running than to start from scratch. Now, that is just so huge, and I wonder how many startup entrepreneurs are ever actually thinking that way. I just want to read it again. It says, it's often faster and easier to affiliate with a company that's up and running than to start from scratch. Now, we've actually seen this as a result of the lot of the work that we do in townships, communities, underprivileged areas, etc., etc. We find that there are a lot of young entrepreneurs there who are, by all accounts, in business. But when you actually look at it, they don't have a business. They are hungry. They are thirsty. They are desiring of success, yet they are in no way affiliated or associated with anything that even has a smattering of success. And it's almost as if they're just drifting, hoping that success is going to be created. Now, success is not just created through hoping. Success is created by doing definite things in a very, very structured way. And if you are really struggling with your business, or if you are actually at the point where you're entertaining starting a business, just think about this. You know, is there any way that your business can affiliate itself with a company that's up and running, and therefore you've already got momentum that can be fed into your business? And just spend some time thinking about this, because it's massively, massively powerful. We've seen and interacted with and helped and coached and mentored so many people who have started businesses from scratch, but in no way are they associated with any form of momentum, and that is just a real soul-destroying experience for them.
Well, a lot of the times it's around leverage. And if I think back to the interview that we had with James Kahn that we brought to you when James came out to South Africa, one of the things that they were focusing on in the small business project that he was undertaking in the UK with the UK government, now thinking that they'd already launched 15,000 new businesses in the last 18 months, they were pairing up these businesses with mentors in the same industry.
Yeah, I do love that.
Mentors that would be able to teach them certain aspects of the industry. So if somebody was going to be in the meat packaging, they would actually mentor them up with a butcher, with somebody who was a distributor in the meat industry, with somebody who was perhaps running a slaughterhouse or something of the equal, from the experience side, to be able to give them and collaborate with them and give them the knowledge to keep their business going. Because one of the things I find today that has got to be the greatest downfall for entrepreneurs is a lack of knowledge and a lack of personal development.
Absolutely. Very, very true. And as you were speaking there about leverage, it was just so important to expand on that, because another very important business success principle is that you have to have a business system which is a repeatable process in order to produce a profit. Now, what I mean by that is that if you really look at a business, the money is made on the back end. It's not on the front end, because that's where you have the opportunity to automate. You have the opportunity to put really slick systems in. That's where you can massively reduce costs. And I remember often in my days in banking, where we were looking at certain business models where you would have what we call different front ends, yet a common kitchen. And that was a back end which was servicing a number of different front ends, but doing so in a very, very efficient way. And I guess that's one of the things you need to also ask yourself, is how am I able to duplicate myself in the business? Because one of the key things about a business is you have to have something that works. And once you've got it working, how do you duplicate it? Because you have to be able to duplicate it. You have to be able to replicate it, really almost like cookie cutter approach. Because when you can do that, that is when you really get the ratcheting on your profits, on your margins, on your efficiencies. And that's when you begin to make some serious money. So while you're busy struggling to crack the code, that's all fine. But once you've cracked the code and you actually know how to create the success, then the way to then really make this success work for you and get you rich has got to be through being able to massively and successfully duplicate it over and over and over again, and to a very big audience. You do that and you're on your way to the big money.
For sure, and it's such an essential thing. So think about it. If you've got to start from scratch every time you're providing a service to a client, you are going to find that you are just going to get caught in that cycle of supply and demand, supply and the demand, not in the position to be able to make money almost while you're sleeping, because you've duplicated the processes that make your business successful.
Very true. And the final business success principle for tonight, and I think it's such a hard-hitting one, and it says, if you're the major cog in the machine, then you're automatically the major clog in the machine. So if you are the major cog in your business, then you are also the major clog in your business. And that's very, very hard-hitting, because it now begs the questions in terms of, well, how do you actually then unclog your business? How do you find innovative and clever ways of not being the major cog in your business? Now, it may not necessarily be immediately apparent to you, but remember, success is not immediately apparent to anyone. The way that you create success is through awareness and through then asking the right questions. So if you are the major cog in your business right now, then chances are you're also the major clog in your business right now. And then having realized that, acknowledged it and become aware of it, the next step would be to begin to ask yourself, well, how do I no longer have to be the major cog in the business? And just by asking those questions, you'll begin to open up a whole new creative line of thinking. And if you're not sure, go and ask. Go and find massively successful people and go and actually say to them, when you were growing your business, did you find that you were the major cog in the machine? And if they say yes, then actually say to them, well, what did you do in order to circumvent this? Just ask questions. Be bold. Asking a very successful person how they created success only requires you to walk up to them and ask them. And what you'll generally find is that massively successful people, when asked the right question by someone who they see is hungry for success, will actually take a lot of time. Maybe not there and then, but they'll probably say, I'll have a coffee with you. They'll take the time because they'll see something in you that was in them.
Well, also, when you think of it that way as well, how many times aren't we the major cog because we just won't let go of some of that control? We just feel that we have to be in charge of everything. So when you look at your business right now and where you are situated right now, how many of the things are you that you are doing are your B-plus chores that are keeping you working in your business and not on your business? You've been listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles on the Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM. If you'd like to listen to the podcast and share it with friends and family, you can do so on chrisandsuzannestyles.co.za.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Styles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Mix 93.8 FM. Rocking your hot summer classics.